This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Jazz Cafe, a one-hour smorgasbord of jazz from the dawn of the recording age to the present day.
Join me, Lou McConnell, Thursday live at 11 a.m, repeated on Sunday at 4 p.m. ORFM Dunedin, brought to you by Rhubarb on Highgate.
Yeah, 11 a.m. at Otago Access Radio. Always time for another edition of Jazz Cafe. Lou McConnell here for the hour. And just let things get underway without too much waffling. Quincy Jones going to play one of my favourite tracks to kick us off. It's the Quincy Jones, it's the theme from the movie Exodus, and a lot of you would have heard this one, a lot of won't. Great song. Theme from Exodus there, Quincy Jones, the tenor sax solo courtesy of Zoot Sims. Okay, we'll take a couple more. Cannonball Adderley, I Got Rhythm, and Dave Brubeck's Unsquare Dance. We'll be right back. interesting version of Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. He's obviously a disciple of Charlie Parker's. But there we have it. Let's try Dave Brubeck's and Square Dance. Unsquare Dance. You could hear a sigh of relief from the drummer as he tried to. He did a pretty good job of it, actually. Joe Morello, I think, the drummer there. Yeah, okay, back in a minute, and yeah.
Jazz Cafe, a one-hour smorgasbord of jazz from the dawn of the recording age to the present day.
Join me, Lou McConnell, Thursday live at 11 a.m, repeated on Sunday at 4 p.m. Or FM Dunedin, brought to you by Rhubarb on Highgate.
Time we heard from the Soprano Summit. That's the name of the album. It's also the name of the band, and it's so named because both these guys, Kenny DeVerne and Bob Wilber, play soprano, alto, and clarinet. So it's labelled Soprano Summit, and it's very, very, very nice, catchy music. And the first one up, Strike Up the Band, and we'll follow that with Panama Rag. Just bear with me, we'll give Sam a wee bit of extra plusage this time around.
Jazz Cafe, a one-hour smorgasbord of jazz from the dawn of the recording age to the present day.
Join me, Lou McConnell, Thursday live at 11 a.m, repeated on Sunday at 4 p.m. Or FM Dunedin, brought to you by Rhubarb on Highgate. Thank you. That was the Panama Rag from the Soprano Summit. And we'll take one more, and it's the last one from these boys for the day. How can you face me? How can you face me?
Can you face me after what I've gone through? All on account of you tearing my heart in two. Have you no conscience? How could you be so bold? Why have you grown so cold after the lies you've told? No one now seems to be on the level. Since I found that my angel is just a lying devil. Why do I love you? Why did you teach me how? Then you went and broke each vow. Ooh, how can you face me now? Was just a lying devil. Why do I love you? Why did you teach me how? After you broke each vow, oh, how can you face me? How can you stand it? How can you face me now?
How can you face me now, Soprano Summit? Well, that brings us to the featured artist for the week. And this week, gentlemen, I've recovered him from relative obscurity, one might say. Tiny Grimes, guitar. You don't hear much of Tiny these days. In fact, this one goes right back to 1958, so it's probably no surprise. But so we're going to revive Tiny for the purposes of this program. He only ever made one record, and this is once called Callin' the Blues, was the album. So we're going to start off with one called Blue Tiny, and we'll follow that one up with the Earmail Special.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, Blue Tiny, courtesy of Mr. Tiny Grimes, guitar. As I said, we've rescued him from relative obscurity. And the album, if you're interested, Calling the Blues. Actually, the trombonist on that date was a gentleman called J.C. Higginbottom, or he's known to his colleagues as Higgy. Jack Teagarden was in the habit of bringing along a half bottle of whiskey and helping himself, you know. Jack had a pretty good thirst, like most jazz musicians of the day. But Higgy found the bottle and Higgy started helping himself to the bottle as well. Jack took a pretty dim view of this. And to put not too fine a point on it, he relieved himself into the whiskey bottle. At interval time, Higgy duly sneaked out the back and found Jack's bottle, came back with a totally outraged. He said somebody done peed in the bottle. Good story and a true one, yeah. Put paid to the pinching Jack's whiskey. Yeah, Jack Teagarden, J.C. Higginbottom. Good stuff. Where do we get to? We got to Tiny and the Boys with Email Special.
Special. Airmail Special was actually written by Charlie Christian. Charlie Christian, of course, was Benny Goodman's find, guitar find. A classic forever, but their version from Tiny Grimes, yeah, hey, not too bad. So that takes care of our featured artist for the week and just about takes care of the program. What do we got here? Yeah, time is of the essence. Ted Heath, the big English band leader, and his band are going to take us out with the Uptown Blues, and that could take care of us until next week. Hopefully I'll be here. Hopefully you'll be there listening. Okie dokie, that's it from me, and that's it from him.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.